Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Today we have a throwback on. Juan Pablo is here with his daughter, who is actually the new star of the family. If you guys don't remember her, I mean, if you watch Juan Pablo's season, you remember Camila because you were a huge part of it. It's been 10 years since you guys both were on the show, and now you're back on ABC. But this time it's American Idol. And this is so exciting. Your audition aired on Sunday and now you're going to Hollywood. And we're very happy for you. Congratulations on that. That's like a was that your goal, just to like make it through round one?
Yeah. To like get like the okay from like the judges was like my goal basically.
Yeah, you're 14, so it's your first year.
No, she's 15.
Oh, you're 15 now. Okay.
Yeah.
So was this your first year of eligibility for American Idol, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm an American Idol a huge fan. I don't watch the show anymore. I'm going to have to tune in for you, but I used to in like the 2000s. On my license plate, it said Heart Idol. Like the actual license plate was a heart with Idol. So,
oh my gosh,
this is a big deal. Yeah, yes. Where did you grow up watching the show?
Yeah, I would watch sometimes like on TikTok or like on YouTube, but not like I would watch it like on ABC.
On TV. Yeah.
Okay, so why American Idol and not The Voice or another competition show?
I don't know, because my dad just told me, "Oh, American Idol," so I was like, "Oh, okay."
Well. To be honest with you, like the story is basically one of the producers from the show, you know,
from The Bachelor or
The Bachelor. Yeah.
Oh, Rob Mills. So ABC King. Yeah.
ABC. So we had a conversation. We chatted once in a while to see how's everything doing or whatever. And he asked me, so how's Camila? And I say, well, she's big. Is she into sports or whatever? No, she likes to sing all day or whatever. Oh my gosh. Really? So I send her a song that she recorded, like a little demo. And he was like, we got to get her an American Idol. So I said, well, she's too young still. She's 13. So, let me see. And he checked, obviously, the age limit and stuff like that. So when it was time for her to do it, we'll just say, okay, Camila, would you like to do it? And she said, yeah, I'd like to do it. So basically, that's how it came out through the show and do it. And then we did the casting in it was a Zoom casting kind of thing. And then that's when she, you know, perform and stuff like that. And then they wanted her to do the singing in front of the shows. Yeah.
So you didn't have to wait in line for 24 hours and camp out at an arena.
Well, we got some perks still, you know?
Seriously. Very nice.
Seriously.
Paul, I want to dive into you a little bit. So obviously it has been 10 years since you've been on The Bachelor. We did get to know you both through that experience. I think last time we talked to you, you were doing social media management. Am I right?
Well, it's funny because that's what Camila said.
She was on the show.
She was nervous. So basically what I do, I manage singers and songwriters. And since a couple of years ago, a little bit before pandemic, I started doing soccer as well. So I'm an agent for soccer players and I do music and entertainment, you know, management. So that's where I am right now.
So you obviously have a taste for talent. So you knew that she was really a really good singer. Obviously biases probably play into a little bit. I want to know when you both walked into the first audition outside of the Zoom. So the first live audition as a dad, what was your thought? Like what was going through your head? What were the emotions?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you first. I'm gonna let her explain to you how it happened because it's, you know, you see it on the show and basically that was it. But I was waiting with her mom outside.
Mm. Yeah. So I entered the audition room and they like asked me like, oh, like your name, whatever. And then they asked me if anyone in my family was like in the industry or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, my dad. And then they asked, I was like, oh, my dad, he was in The Bachelor. And they go, oh. Like
that's what you see on TV.
And
correct.
That he was outside with my mom. And then when I like he was like, oh, bring him in. So I was like, okay. So I go and I get him, and that's when he like goes into
that's when room. I came in. So basically, obviously, I got to talk a little bit with them. You know, I knew Luke Bryan from a NASCAR Daytona 500 2014. Mm-hmm. He performed and we met and stuff like that. And through my head was like, okay, well, we're here. It's time for her to show her stuff. And obviously I didn't know whether I was going to stay or listen to, I was just, oh, they call me. She ran and it's dad. They want to meet you. So I say, okay, fine. So I went there, spoke a little bit with them. And that's what she says. Well, would you like your father to be there or whatever? She said, yes. So I'll sit down. It's what was going through my mind is like, well, I knew she was very nervous because mm-hmm. I was outside with her. And she's so young at the time. She was still 14 when she did the audition. That through my head was like, I hope she feels okay. She felt comfortable just by you know, that she doesn't feel as nervous as she was before. Uh-huh. But when I saw her on stage, like, I mean, in front of me, I saw her a little more calm than when she was outside. She even a little cried before going into the audition because she was so nervous. So.
Sometimes the nerves go away as soon as you walk into the room and see the panel or whatever. I just think about Bachelor auditions. How would you compare your Bachelor audition to her American Idol audition?
Wow. So one of the things that I told her also that, you know, I think it might help her a lot. It was when I played soccer, you know, mm-hmm. if I didn't feel this nervousness or something in my stomach when I was going into the field, then maybe I was done with soccer, you know. Mm-hmm. So she will always have that. When I was on the show, obviously you get that limo and you're like, oh shoot, I'm here, let me see what I'm gonna do. But for her, I think part of it was just being there and letting things go, right?
Yeah, it was more of like me like letting it flow so it wouldn't be like super like, so it wouldn't be like a forced audition. Like I didn't want it to look like I was like forcing myself to like, you know, do my best. I was just like, whatever, like either way, I'm super young. Like it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Now, Camila, does any of the time on The Bachelor, like, do you remember that well at all?
She was too little.
The only thing I remember was like ice skating in like this weird like ring that like
ring. Yeah, they created there. A ring here in LA. So
I was curious to see if any of that, like any of the attention from that, the cameras, the interviews or whatever, like prepped you for these types of moments.
No, I felt like when I was doing my like interviews, I was like more calm about it because I was like, I've done this before, like when I was super young. Mm-hmm. And like also like with like the cameras and all of that, it was like fine because I've like also seen that before. And like, I kind of like being on camera. Like, I don't know. I like it. It's like fun.
Yeah, we get it. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that's just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the judges are obviously all-star panel. Was there one that you were most wanting to get a yes from? Anybody that you were most excited to meet?
Katie, probably.
Yeah. She gave you a yes, and yeah. So did Luke Bryan. Now, Lionel, who I've met, and he was one of the sweetest celebrities I've ever met, so warm. He said no, but he was also like, you're so young that, like, you know, you can always come back. So is there a judge that is, like, on your side on the way through Hollywood?
I feel like Luke is on my side. Like, he in my audition, he said that, that, like, if a producer grabs me and I makes a song, like, it's a hit. And, like, I feel like he encourages me a lot because I'm still super young. And, like, he's like, no, like, you got this. Like, you're going to be fine. Like, and if you don't go through, then it's fine. Like, you're still super young. You could do this. Because I think the maximum age is, like, 30. So I could do this 15 yeah. more times.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't want you to do this.
No, I don't want you to do 15 more times. But
I don't think she wants to do it.
It's like, I could still do it 15 more times. So it doesn't matter if it's a no or a yes. Because either way, like, it's in front of Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And the other contestants, they're way older than me. And they have, like, way more experience. And it's like, I just feel like what I mostly wanted to get from, like, all of, like, the American Idol is, like, the experience and the friendships that come within. And just, like, having, it's like a family. Like, to me, they're like a family. Like, I still talk to a lot of the people
there.
That's
Bachelor Nation.
Mm-hmm. Just like Bachelor Nation. Okay, well, I'm so glad you got that experience. And I don't want to spoil. We don't want to ask for spoilers or anything.
No.
So we'll leave the conversation at that. Well,
as if somebody that likes, I mean, obviously, I used to love American Idol. I haven't seen. I'm going to watch it because of you this season.
Thank you.
Okay, you're saying this era is pre-taped, but does it go live at some point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. We don't know if you make it to the live or not. Like, that's something the viewership right now doesn't know.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so that's weeks. I mean, obviously, it plays every week right now. So we'll get to follow your journey along the way.
Yep.
Okay. I am, like, this is so cool to see a father and a daughter sit here. And to, here's a note that you're saying, Juan Pablo, that she felt more comfortable with you in the room. Such a big deal. Like, I feel like if I was a singer, which I'm not, I would be more nervous if my parents sat in the room.
Same. What? That's what I was thinking.
Like, I would be more anxious about that. Like, I would rather them not see it just in case I embarrass myself. So I want to know what you guys have done in your relationship as a father and daughter to, like, make it a comfortable space where you're like, I think she'll be better if I'm sitting here.
I mean, every day, it doesn't matter where I am. Like, I could be in school and I will be singing. Like, sometimes in school, I'm singing, my friends, they're like, can you, like, just shut up? Like, we're tired. Like, it's 7 a.m. How do you have this much energy? And I'm like... Because it's a new day. And, like, with my parents, like, all I do is sing in the car.
Yeah.
Like, one time we took a road trip to Orlando because we live in Miami. So it's like a 4-hour drive. And the whole 4 hours, I did not sleep, nothing. And we just sang the whole time.
Yeah. Juan Pablo, do you like listening to her for 4 straight hours?
I like to play my music too, but she doesn't like me. But it is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I do let you though.
Yeah, once in a while, just a couple of songs. But yeah. Once, it's funny because she jumps in the car every time I pick her up. And, like, she's not even jumping in the car. He's asking, or for the cable, depends on the car, or she's had the Bluetooth already. So she's just playing whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And she gives me good songs too that I have never heard. So, mm-hmm. Oh, Dad, listen to this song by whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice song right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And one thing I hate is that every time that we're listening to music and we're having a good, he has to get on a phone call. So he stops everything.
True.
And it
happens.
Damn.
I hate phone calls in the car.
To me, it's like my office once in a while. When you're Miami, it just becomes so much travel. Well, it will be here in LA too. So when I jump in the car, you know, because I work with people, that's the problem. As I work with people, it's not like I call whenever, or, you know, sometimes I gotta make a phone call to a soccer player that needs something or something like that. So she's like, are you going to pick up? And I say, I have to pick up the phone. I'm working right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, one day that might change when you have a new client that you're representing. That sounds like it's not too far in the future. You might.
No, I'm going to get her a manager, man. Getting her a manager.
Yeah. It's so cool to see. We wish you the best success. I'm almost like anxiously, nervously excited. But then again, you have 15 more times. If like you don't win this season, you have 15 more times. That's ridiculous. It's so awesome.
You have 15 more times until you get to the live round, right? Because then when you hit it live, then they don't let you come back anymore, right?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I think there's some caveat there. Wow. So
You're a true fan. Maybe
that's what I'm saying. I don't know if they changed the rules since I have last watched, but I wanted to ask you guys, like, since Camila, are you a freshman or a sophomore in high school?
I'm a freshman in high school.
Okay, so how is it with your peers that your dad was once the bachelor? Does it come up often?
Yeah, like my friends, they like sometimes ask me and I'm like, I don't know. Like, I was like 10. I was like 5
before.
Four. How am I supposed to like remember? They're like, oh, but you don't remember like when you were? I was like, no, like, I don't know. And like, there's this joke that like goes on with my friends, with the guys mostly, because my dad also plays soccer, that they just start screaming in the middle of nowhere his name. They're like, Juan Pablo Galaviz. And like, we could be in class. The whole class is quiet. And then just someone says it. And I'm like, oh my God, like, no. It's so weird. It's weird. And I don't get
it. It's nice to have a cool dad. You'll appreciate it one day. You probably appreciate it now. Awesome family dynamic. It's so good to catch up with both of you again after, so many years. Here's my story as we close out. I was watching the television. The commercial came for American Idol because it was airing. And I forget how they entered into it, but it was something like, the reoccurrence of a bachelor. And it was playing When the Bachelor, and I was watching. I was like, wait, what? Because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what they were talking about and who's coming back again to be on The Bachelor or to be a part of The Bachelor. But no, it was about the two of you. And I was happy to see that. So wish you the best. We'll catch up with you. We'll continue along on the journey. And one day, here's my guess. Ashley, I wonder if you agree. One day when we are looking back on our time on the Almost Famous podcast, I think we might have the potentially most famous person we've ever interviewed sitting with us today.
Oh, that I can't wait to see what your voice will sound like when you're about 20. If that's what it sounds like at 14, that's great.
Thank you.
Good. We'll see.
Good luck to you.
She has some high hopes. Me too, to be honest with you. So we'll see how it goes. She's got to, work. I told this is not easy. People doesn't get there quick. She wants to be better than Ariana Grande.
No.
Well, no one is better. She wants to get a little lower than Ariana Grande.
Well, you got the look too.
It's just you have to practice. You have to do a lot of work. There's a lot of responsibility. So, and like, luckily I'm in the industry, so I know exactly how it goes. So I try to hold back as much as I could for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was the time. So we'll see. We'll take a day at a time.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're guys. Fans here. We're
no,
fans
thank you guys.
We'll see you soon.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.